Hello, this is Stephanie bringing you the Elevate March broadsheet. And this month, the feeling of hope and new beginnings of early spring, together with this month's National Walk in the Park Day and World Poetry Day, inspire our Elevate artists to reflect on the season with words and images to delight you. And I'm on the front cover this month, and my page is called Take a Walk in the Park. Spring is here, chilly air, bright sunshine, hedgerows and trees alive with busy birds chirruping and whirring. Flower beds are beginning to bloom, and it's warm enough at times to wrap up and sit on a park bench for a while and watch the world go by. Tuesday 30th of March is National Walk in the Park Day, a delightful celebration to join in with if you are lucky enough to live near a park. I love everything about a local park. From the municipal flower beds and neat paths to the carefully placed benches to catch the sun. And most of all, I love the life and activity and folk of all ages enjoying a little bit of paradise. The word paradise comes from a Greek modification of an Iranian word, paradisos, meaning enclosed park. A park is a paradise. And I was working with an elderly patient at her bedside in hospital once, who told me when I asked her where would she like to go if she could, she said, back to the park. And her eyes lit up, and there and then, through her description, back to the park we went. She said, I would sometimes borrow a pram from someone and take the children out for the afternoon. And sitting under a tree in the park with a book, looking at the flower beds and being able to walk away and still hear the music from the bandstand. Parks are always different, the layout, the planting, and in those days the bands playing. I could tell from the music drifting in the air which park it was coming from. So take a walk in the park if you can, even if it is in your mind and heart. It's so very good for you. And on this page I have an image of a painting by an American artist, William Merritt Chase, of a park, and there's a lovely pathway and green lawn and flower beds and a woman sitting on a bench with her child in a pram next to her. And then I have a photograph from Aberdare Park Bandstand, a beautiful park bandstand standing again in the middle of a manicured lawn and flowers in the flower beds. And they look like they might be yellow tulips or yellow daffodils. Our centre spread this month is written by Hannah Lefevre from her small off-grid small holding in Somerset. And Hannah writes, as March heralds the end of winter and the beginning of spring, I'm sure many will breathe a particularly deep sigh of relief as one of the toughest winters we have experienced for some time. I do enjoy observing and celebrating each season, but this year I feel ready for the feeling of hope and new beginnings that spring is deservedly reputed for. Spring bulbs that line the paths and hedgerows cause daily amazement for their perennial resilience, courage and yield, and serve as a reminder that there is much to look forward to in nature for many months to come. Over winter, our mature forest garden became a work sink for vast swathes of unexpected time at home. And now, after 5 months of pruning, coppicing and clearing, all available banks are lined with compacted habitat piles. With so much to clear, a few bonfires warmed and lit up particularly chilly days and evenings. And afterwards, the glowing embers provided a hot oven for foil-wrapped squash and produce. Potatoes! Seedlings season began in late February with tomatoes and celeriac. It is particularly vital to start the former early, as this cannot be fast-tracked later on. We plant ample tomato seedlings in case any fail later in the process, and often give away seedlings to any fellow growers who get caught out. Last year we tried a range of tomato growing methods to maximise our chances. Some were planted out small and others were potted on, and we nurtured any that self-seeded. After 2 years of struggling with slow pepper growth, the pepper demise will be replaced with extra tomatoes this year. In March, we are still munching through stores of fruit preserves and freezer berries, along with apples, squash, garlic and ochre from the cold store. From the ground, we enjoy brassicas, parsnips and leeks, but it is challenging to live entirely off home produce at this time of year, so the greengrocers provide convenient colour and variety to our plates. Whilst the produce is quiet, the ornamental garden is rewarding, as we enjoy a tidy outlook with minimal input. The extra solar light is palpable, and the winter cutback has brought favourable light to the fruit, the polytunnel and vegetable patches. At the time of writing, as I prepare to go into hospital myself, I can relax a little in the knowledge that the garden needs little attention for a few weeks. Nonetheless, I will keep the garden and particularly each of the flowers in my mind throughout my time in hospital. The garden and all its resources, purpose and offerings has become a constant source of comfort in this challenging year, and I hope that these writings from my garden will conjure up pleasant images for you too. I created a bug hotel and put some bird seed out to ensure I have visitors whilst I'm away and during my recovery. And there's a lovely photograph of Hannah in her garden next to her bug hotel and kneeling down, looking at all the places where the bugs can crawl into woodwork and snooze and escape from the cold. And she also has a photograph of a posy of flowers picked from the garden. We have a poem on this page from the Greencroft Poetry and Creative Writing Group and the Greencroft Centre Art Group, and it's called Seed Words. A blank page must be filled. It's a compulsion. Put down something, anything, then pause. A fallow moment. I see a garden plot waiting to be turned over, a forkful at a time. How long it takes depends on the soil, whether there's loam beneath the weeds, or stoned or builder's rubble. Nothing can grow until the earth is turned. Planting must wait until the plot is cleared. It's hard labour, back-breaking, mind-breaking sometimes. But then sun warms the soil, robin comes to feed on new-mined worms, a wildflower offers up its gentle scent, a bird sings after rain, and one sense wakens another, raking up memories. The words arrange themselves. Plots revealed. And that takes us to our back page, where David Davies is celebrating World Poetry Day. And David begins with an extract from a poem called Distances by Philip Jacotet. Swifts turn in the heights of the air, higher still turn the invisible stars. When day withdraws to the ends of the earth, their fires shine on a dark expanse of sand. And David writes, many of the things we care about most seem the hardest to talk about. Our hopes, feelings and memories, our seasons, nature and wildlife, our roots, background, culture and family members, our friends, jobs, language and our health. Feelings like all these things often seem hard to pin down and therefore often hard to express and share. And we have another poem which is from the 1st century BC and comes from China, and it is anonymous. I want to be your friend forever and ever without break or decay. When the hills are all flat and the rivers are all dry, when it lightens and thunders in winter, when it rains and snows in summer, when heaven and earth mingle, not till then will I part from you. And David goes on to say, poetry can be a simple and powerful way for us to make sense of ourselves in the world. Reading poetry, like writing poetry, is a creative activity. The benefits of reading to one another, giving and receiving, and the sense of sharing and fun can be a great contribution to our well-being and a great link with our memory. This month sees World Poetry Day, celebrated on the 21st of March, which highlights how poetry shared internationally can reaffirm our common humanity. Our poetry demonstrates that we as individuals everywhere in the world share similar questions, feelings, and the same need for care and well-being. Like our NHS, which relies so much on staff who originate from all around the world, Salisbury District Hospital alone has staff from over 70 countries. Poetry conveys a sense of connection, contribution, and diversity, and shows how our well-being depends on this. And there's another short extract from a poem called Encounter by Czesław Miłosz. Where are they going? The flash of a hand, streak of movement, rustle of pebbles. I ask not out of sorrow, but in wonder. And David ends by saying, write your own poem. Choose one word from any of the quotes in this article and write the word vertically down the page next to the margin, and then use each letter to begin a word for a line and keep your lines short. You will have a poem. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and if you would like to contribute a poem, an image, or your thoughts on spring into summer for a future edition, please get in touch with ArtCare.